You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Research is currently being conducted, prompted by the misdiagnosis of dementia in Māori. BFM reporter Hannah Ross spoke to the leader of the study, clinical neuropsychologist Dr. Margaret Dudley. She began by asking what the main aims of this research are.
The objective of our research is to, number one, develop a theory of dementia from a Māori perspective. And the second objective is to, from that theory, develop tools that are appropriate for detecting or diagnosing dementia in Māori. So those are the aims of the research.
And why exactly is misdiagnosis of dementia in Māori so common?
I don't know about it being common, but we have found on some instances Māori are scoring low on current measures that are used because their answers don't meet with the scoring criteria that is in place, and therefore they get marked wrong. So they are being overall assessed as being considered to have some sort of cognitive impairment because they are below the threshold. For that reason, they are being, and the reason for that is that, in my belief, the tool is not correct. They're not asking the right questions, and the scoring criteria for the current tools are such that they are disadvantaging some of the answers that Māori are giving. Given that the answers are correct, but according to the current scoring criteria, the answers are being scored as wrong, when in fact they're not wrong.
What is the kind of difference between dementia within Māori and then NZ Europeans, and why is the scorecards making it wrong for Māori?
Well, let me give you an example. This is not particularly a test of dementia, but on a cognitive test, a person might look at a picture and they're asked to name that picture or whatever the item is in the picture, and the person, the Māori person might say, so if it's a picture of a canoe, the Māori person might say it's a waka, but because that word waka is not part of the scoring criteria, then they're marked as wrong, when in actual fact they are right. So the scoring criteria and sometimes the content of the questions that are asked are not Māori friendly and therefore disadvantage Māori in that sense.
So it's kind of catering towards not Māori, then it's more catering towards the NZ Europeans, therefore they have different just cultural boundaries are different.
Yeah, that's right. You see, the tools that are currently in use for diagnosing or detecting dementia, they've all been developed either in the USA or in the UK. And so they are definitely, you know, they've been developed within a Western European type of worldview. So they just don't incorporate content that is Māori friendly or Māori appropriate or Māori relevant, if you like. And so if you've got a client who is, or a patient who is answering these questions and giving answers from their Māori perspective and getting them wrong, then clearly there's something wrong with the actual tool.
And so then how is this disadvantaging Māori?
What would happen is if they are marked wrong, then they will be, you know, get an overall score that is below the threshold, which will contribute to a diagnosis that they have dementia when they haven't. It's just the tool that's wrong. In that case, there are probable, you know, cases of misdiagnosis that are occurring. It's because the tools are wrong and we're not asking the right questions, and we're not asking questions from a Māori perspective, and so we're not actually scoring them correctly, and therefore, as I said, they're scoring below the threshold, which means we are diagnosing them with some sort of cognitive impairment, which they don't actually have.
And this research is being led by Māori, isn't it? Is it being led by Māori?
Oh, yes. It is being led by Māori, but we have a strong non-Māori specialist team as well to provide us with the, you know, our scientific qualities that we need in order to conduct a robust scientific research. The initial team, or the primary core team, are made up of 6 qualified Māori researchers, and as I said, then we have an advisory specialist team on the area of dementia.
How important do you think that it is that this research going into Māori is being led by Māoris as well?
Well, I think that all research conducted on Māori should be led by Māori anyway, irrespective of what field it's in. I just think you probably get a more valuable, more sincere, a better engagement with your Māori participants. So you're probably more likely to get, you know, better data from that engagement. And also I think that by having Māori-led research, it encourages other Māori to undertake research, and therefore we're developing and working and building workforce capacity within Māori health research benefits everybody.
Conducted prompted by the misdiagnosis of dementia in Māori, BFM reporter Hannah Ross spoke to the leader of the study, clinical neuropsychologist Dr. Margaret Dudley. She began by asking what the main aims of this research are.
The objective of our research is to, number one, develop a theory of dementia from a Māori perspective. And the second objective is to, from that theory, develop tools that are appropriate for detecting or diagnosing dementia in Māori. So those are the aims of the research.
And why exactly is misdiagnosis of dementia in Māori so common?
I don't know about it being common, but we have found on some instances Māori are scoring low on current measures that are used because their answers don't meet with the scoring criteria that is in place, and therefore they get marked wrong. So they are being overall assessed as being considered to have some sort of cognitive impairment because they are below the threshold. For that reason, they are being, and the reason for that is that, in my belief, the tool is not correct. They're not asking the right questions, and the scoring criteria for the current tools are such that they are disadvantaging some of the answers that Māori are giving. Given that the answers are correct, but according to the current scoring criteria, the answers are being scored as wrong, when in fact they're not wrong.
What is the kind of difference between dementia within Māori and then NZ Europeans, and why is the scorecard making it wrong for Māori?
Well, let me give you an example. This is not particularly a test of dementia, but on a cognitive test, a person might look at a picture and they're asked to name that picture or whatever the item is in the picture, and the person, the Māori person might say, so if it's a picture of a canoe, the Māori person might say it's a waka, but because that word waka is not part of the scoring criteria, then they're marked as wrong, when in actual fact they are right. So the scoring criteria and sometimes the content of the questions that are asked are not Māori friendly and therefore disadvantage Māori in that sense.
So it's kind of catering towards not Māori, and it's more catering towards the NZ Europeans, therefore
definitely,
they have different,
yeah.
Just cultural boundaries are different.
Yeah, that's right. You see, the tools that are currently in use for diagnosing or detecting dementia, they've all been developed either in the USA or in the UK. And so they are definitely, you know, they've been developed within a Western European type of worldview. So they just don't incorporate content that is Māori friendly or Māori appropriate or Māori relevant, if you like. And so if you've got a client who is, or a patient who is answering these questions and giving answers from their Māori perspective and getting them wrong, then clearly there's something wrong with the actual tool.
And so then how is this disadvantaging Māori?
What would happen is if they are marked wrong, then they will be, you know, get an overall score that is below the threshold, which will contribute to a diagnosis that they have dementia, when actually they haven't. It's just the tool that's wrong. In that case, there are probable, you know, cases of misdiagnosis that are occurring. It's because the tools are wrong and we're not asking the right questions, and we're not asking questions from a Māori perspective, and so we're not actually scoring them correctly, and therefore, as I said, they're scoring below the threshold, which means we are diagnosing them with some sort of cognitive impairment, which they don't actually have.
And this research is being led by Māori, isn't it?
It's being what, sorry?
Is it being led by Māori?
Oh, yes. It is being led by Māori, but we have a strong non-Māori specialist team as well to provide us with the, you know, our scientific qualities that we need in order to conduct a robust scientific research. The initial team, or the primary core team, are made up of 6 qualified Māori researchers, and as I said, then we have an advisory specialist team on the area of dementia.
How important do you think that it is that this research going into Māori is being led by Māoris as well?
Well, I think that all research conducted on Māori should be led by Māori anyway, irrespective of what field it's in. I just think you probably get a more valuable, more sincere, a better engagement with your Māori participants. So you're probably more likely to get, you know, better data from that engagement. And also I think that by having Māori-led research, it encourages other Māori to undertake research, and therefore we're developing and working and building workforce capacity within Māori health research, benefits everybody.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.